today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Slow dance in a crypt.
Hey, Pat, Jim, interns, community, Jason Goble checking in. Hope all are doing well. To quote a former president of these United States, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you won't get fooled again. That's my way of saying, Mr. Foster, I ain't falling for your no new music in January trick again. Besides, new music has come out very hot out of the gate, be it entire album releases or singles from stuff that's to come later in the year. It's January 29th as I record this, and I'll just say there was a bunch of releases that came out the previous Friday that I am still digesting, but I think are going to be among some of my favorites of this year. As I'm still digesting them, still I'm going to stick with what I was originally going to check in with. And first, thus, I'm going to go with a single that's from an album that's coming out in March, I believe. It's the latest from the Black Crowes from their forthcoming album, Happiness Bastards. It's the song Wanting and Waiting. The song has one of those great guitar riffs that I first fell in love with when I heard Rich Robinson on their debut album, Shake Your Money Maker. But it also has elements of later Black Crowes stuff, such as the backup singers and, of course, Chris Robinson's great voice as well. I'll just say this. The world, at least musically, is in a much better place when the Robinson brothers are getting along. Thus, my first pick, the Black Crowes, Wanting and Waiting. My second pick, I gotta go with a band that I first came across during the pandemic when a song of theirs from I think their debut release, which was I believe in 2010, was used as part of a trailer for a documentary that came out on John Belushi, and that song led me to dig into the back catalog And since that documentary was released, they've released two great albums during the 2020s, including the one that just came out. The band is The Vaccines out of England, and the latest album is Pick Up Full of Pink Carnations. I just love the bigness, anthem-like nature of their songs, and this album has plenty of anthem-like songs on it. The song I will recommend is the song Discount Day Kooning, in parentheses, Last One Standing. I think just a great indication of what you're getting from this album. It's The Vaccines, Pick Up Full of Pink Carnations, my second pick. Once again, I hope all are doing well. I have to think January new music is a thing this time, but if for some reason you're not doing January new music, Professor Nygaard, my essay is in the mail. Thanks again, all. Speak to you all later.
Maybe we should keep on dancing. Maybe we should keep on dancing. I feel like something good is gonna happen. Don't care if I'm the last one standing. I've been thinking about all of the times you used to fill my streets, until I got deserted like I'm boarded up with no way to leave. Maybe I'm looking for a Willie McRooney at the discount store. I would buy anything, try anything, take anything to feel some more.
Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners, this is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for January new music. First up is the all-female trio from Sweden called The Gems. They are all former members of Thunder Mother. Their debut album is called Phoenix. I described their sound as modern hard rock. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Send Me to the Wolves.
Send me to the wolves, I'll break out. Down, I love the heat.
My second pick is the band Lucifer, also from Sweden. Their latest album is called Five. I describe this sound as a mix of 70s proto-metal, doom, psych, just a little mixture of everything. And the song I like for you to play is called Slow Dance in a Crypt. Before I close, I have an honorable mention, a playout song by the band Plush from their new album called Find the Beautiful. They do an excellent cover of Heart's Barracuda. As always, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you won't get fooled again.